Very. It's time to bring in our guest this morning, the lovely Peter Andre and his beautiful, talented wife and breadwinner, Katie Price. And here they are.
Morning.
Come and take a seat, my angels.
That's so going to be on 12-inch vinyl, that Gaffney thing, eh?
Mm-hmm. Ah!
Circulating the ground. How are you, buddy?
I'm very well, hello.
How are you?
Hello, Kate.
Nice to see you.
Hey, mate.
I've had instructions to sit down.
Oh, you just sit down. I'll kiss you later.
I'll give you a big kiss today.
I'll kiss you all later on.
Bloody hell, that chair
goes all right, Andre, mind your language.
Oh, hello, sorry. We're live.
Well, no, I don't just say the bloody word.
Yeah, we're live.
First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, how are you all? Katie Price, look.
Chris Miles.
All right, come on, guys.
What?
Calm down.
I can't help it.
It's only been a minute.
I love your wife.
I love my wife.
Well, yeah, I love your wife.
Hey, I love you.
Oh, he's doing impressions already.
I know. You're playing adamant, and I said, oh, he's quite adamant, isn't he? And no one laughed.
Do you know, I think everything in life has a price, and you are married to Katie Price, right? No pun intended. A very beautiful girl.
Oh, not at the moment.
You are very, very sexy.
All right.
All right. No, it's true, right? She's a very clever girl. What's wrong? She's not here.
Echo in the headphones.
Oh, there's echo in the headphones.
Yes, sorry.
Oh, let's all stop the show because Katie Price needs
no, it's still there. That you listen.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
We get used to it.
Do you know what? It's ever so slight. You shouldn't notice it when I speak, but when you speak.
Da da da. Oh,
how's
that? You could do. I can still hear it, but.
I know, it's a delay.
Hey, listen, I was complimenting.
Do we need to get the engineers over?
I'm glad we stopped. Can you start on me now?
Listen, so
tell
anyway.
Tell me how wonderful
So listen,
I am.
Here's what I'm saying. You're married to Katie Price.
Yeah.
You get to see her naked every day.
Yes.
You know,
not a good sign.
The rest of us have to wait, you know, sometimes weeks.
No, you have to wait until about 10 o'clock when it's in the sun.
Let's
second
hope.
Edition.
And then, but, you know, she earns a lot of money. She's a very clever woman. She's very business-minded. I know her in real life. She's actually very sweet. She's very charming and kind. However, the price to pay for all of that, she bullies you.
It's just headache. But
she bullies you.
They've come out with all different kind of new Nurofens now. They've had tension headache. They've had all different
kinds. Listen, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm reading an interview in a magazine, right?
Yeah.
With Katie. And even in that, she managed to bully you. And she's gone, the question is, before you were happily married, did you ever date any Frenchmen? She goes, yeah, I dated loads of Frenchmen. And then she goes, Peter's pretending to be asleep and he's just woken up now, causing it really. She's even giving you a hard time while you're asleep.
Listen, I did give him a hard time.
You big bully, Katie.
Yeah, well, I know what she was trying to say just then. No one got it, which is great. The thing is, right, my dad's been married 50 years and he said to me, son, I said,
50?
Yeah, 50 years, right?
Wow.
And I said to Dad, Dad, you still got black hair. You know, it hasn't gone all grey yet. What's going on? He said, son, oh, Kate.
Oh, no, Kate spilled tea all over the desk.
Kate. It hasn't gone anywhere quick.
Just when I go to talk again.
So that hasn't gone in there.
As long as it hasn't gone in there, we're all right.
No.
By the way, the last person who spilt liquid in the studio was me, and the studio was out of work for 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
Well, it's the polystyrene
if we
cup.
Only joking. we'll tell you.
Not that my story was that interesting, but can I finish it?
Not really.
She still wins, mate.
She's spilling tea all over the desk.
I've done it on purpose because you're boring
at times.
Katie,
what have you done?
Tea, or like you're such a klutz.
Good klutz.
Genius so taken from you.
We'll mop it up, Kate. See, do you know what though? That's gonna be embarrassing for you.
What's that?
Spilling tea all over the equipment.
That's all right.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm awake now.
Yeah, so's the equipment.
Yeah, so's the engineers.
Boiling tea all over it. All right, so we'll mop it up. All fine, don't worry. Good. Right, let's start again.
So you actually don't want to hear my story. That's fine, Chris. I remember that.
Do you know what? Katie was sitting there going, oh, he's doing one of his stories again. Whoops, I've just spilled
yeah,
tea.
Exactly.
Oh,
back to me.
Pure exactly. accident.
That's
anyway.
Why I do all the talking, because if he ever has to talk about anything, he takes so long.
Yeah, but Peter's funny, you know.
Hey, what do you mean I'm funny?
All right, sometimes.
I amuse you.
All right, not all the time, granted, but most of the time. He's funny.
Anyway, basically what I'm saying is I just got to keep quiet and then I get on with life. Yeah.
The bottom line of that is your dad dyes his hair, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, your dad hasn't got dark hair, he's grey.
Excuse me.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, right? Domestic.
It's grey.
It's not grey.
He's been here all
for
week.
For a 75-year-old man, he is not grey.
Should we go? Yeah, we'll just leave
he
him
is.
To it.
He's not grey. Take that back, because if he's listening, he's going to go
I swear
die.
On my life, he's grey.
On your life, nothing
on my
crossed.
Life, nothing crossed, he's grey. Anyway, we'll talk about that after.
Please don't have a row.
Yeah.
Alright, I remember that.
I like it. Oh.
Well, your mum's got grey hair.
She has, that's why she colours it.
She actually doesn't. She
oh,
looks
brilliant.
Good. Have you seen
oh,
her
my
mum?
My mum's listening
yeah.
to the
Yeah, her mum looks brilliant. Now, hey, listen, I just complimented her. I just started it on a yeah. on a bad foot. Anyway, carry on.
Give Harvey a kiss, mum, because I know she's on the car. On the car?
In on the car? She'll be in the car.
Easy, mum. You should pack that business in.
Car surfing in this.
She's doing photo shoots while you're here.
Oh, that was good.
How are the children? How are they?
They're really, really good, actually.
Good.
Yeah, but if Harvey eats any more raisins...
Well, he's lost weight?
No, he's... Well, actually, yeah, he was 7 stone. He's now 6.5.
There you go.
But he's still a big boy.
Yeah. I dream of losing weight. Mm. Maybe I should start eating
on the
raisins.
Raisin diet.
Yeah, I should do. And everything in your life is fine? You're happy?
Really happy, actually.
Yeah?
Apart from being knackered, promoting this album.
That's because you work too hard. It's because you're greedy.
No... Actually, this album's for charity.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
It is, but...
Actually, can
no,
I ask you
I'm
something,
gonna,
Chris?
I'm going to stick up for Chris for a sec. Hang
Who's
on.
Who's talking? You or me?
Me now. Right, listen
a bit
to this.
Uncomfortable.
The thing is...
Are you really? No, that was Dave.
Quick,
sorry.
Hurry up.
I'm all right.
No, but the thing is, it's true, right? You do want to do everything. And it's great. You achieve a lot. And it's brilliant. But you can slow down, you know. You don't have to do everything.
I'm 28 and I should do what the hell I like.
Yeah, because
so
when you hit 30...
Off.
Do you
yeah.
know? Yeah.
I can't believe you're still saying that you're getting away with the age thing.
Oh, shut up, Chris.
It's like Jeremy Kyle this, isn't it?
I met Kate in 1968, yeah. and she said, listen, you know, as long as I keep getting away with my age thing, no.
I don't lie like a lot of people.
Like who?
Caprice.
Why did you have to bring her in? I knew you were going to do
she's
that.
She's plastic fantastic.
Hang on,
she's 50.
Hang on. The last time she saw you, she was nice to you. What,
no,
what
she slated me. That's why.
Years ago.
So? Yeah. I don't forget. I'm a Gemini. Anyway, I'm talking with you, Pete.
There was no need.
Do you know, Kate, you're turning into a camp gay man. You really are.
I'm surrounded.
I'm like that. I'm a Gemini. And that's how. Together.
As I was saying, something interesting.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not plugging anything.
Yes, you are. Go on.
No, it's a really good point. Ever since you've been doing the radio or the music, do you know anyone who's ever dedicated their whole album for charity?
I don't know.
Exactly. We're the first.
I don't know if you're the first.
Unless anyone can ring up and prove.
I'm sure...
Live 8.
I'm sure...
I'm just saying it's a good point. Normally people do their single, but we're doing the whole album.
Right. Well,
Live 8 and Aid 20. What was the one 20 years before?
Live Aid.
Band Aid.
Live Aid.
Live Aid.
Yeah.
Band Aid and...
That was a single, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, not an album.
Yeah, Live 8 was. But I know your point. It is true. I should be sticking up for you, shouldn't I? What am I doing?
Do you know what? Let me just say, this is one of the reasons why I've never been round to theirs for dinner. Yeah. Can you imagine the tension?
I don't even go with that.
We always invite you round
for
dinner.
No, do you know what?
Do you know, Peter told me off last time, you've invited me once.
No, do you know what it is?
For dinner.
No, I'll be honest,
don't pick
right?
your arms, Pete.
Baby, stop it.
Well, I can't bear it when you do it. Please.
Anyway, what I was saying, right? Chris, no, this is the truth, right? What we don't want to do is invite you to dinner when it's like, you know, if I invite you and you don't come, and then I invite you again and you don't bother coming.
Well, no, hang on a second. You say that like then, we had a date set.
Well, you know.
But we didn't.
But then I invite you another time and it's like, oh, what, has he got something to promote? I don't ever want that. I want you to know how we feel.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm a good cook.
Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't dare argue with you, to be quite honest. Not at your house.
She is all right, actually. She's good.
Yeah.
She's good.
They'll have, like, beans on toast.
Anyway,
actually,
I'm not
I'll cook
inviting
a good roast lamb.
Mm. Really?
Well, you're not inviting him, I am. Oh, Chris, do you want to come for dinner?
Yeah, I'd love to. Love to. I'll be there. See you
Chris,
Sunday.
Bring your missus. Be great fun.
I will do.
And then you can cook for Chris, all right?
I will.
What, you and the missus having takeaway? Wow. Why can't she cook for both of us? Look, if we're all there, you may as well cook for the four of us. Yeah, I'm cooking for you, Chris. I don't know what the rest of you are having. You know, there's beans in the cupboard.
The truth of the matter is, I won't invite you again. When you're ready, you tell me. No, I'm not doing
it. He's not looking me in the eye. Look,
you really are acting like a woman. You're really touchy.
Well, you're a camp gay man. I'm a woman. I think we've got a great relationship.
Oh, new world.
Oh, yes.
That was good. I bet you appreciate now how hard that was to sing a high.
It's
but I do like
it's impossible
it's
to sing high. It's unbelievably impossible.
But you've done a good verse. I know it's a joke. You obviously can't play the original because it's not credible for you. Yeah. But what you did do was funny.
Yeah, I love it.
It's the first two kind of verses are fine, and then it just goes ridiculously high.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to try your lines, your bits. So, that's hard to sing, man. That's hard song to sing.
But you can sing.
I'm a great singer.
Oh, no, I do think you can generally sing.
And you can sing too.
The singing lessons paid off.
Do you know what? I'm leaving. I'm going to go get a Starbucks. Anyone want one?
Listen, look, we're talking with you as well. Don't...
How much do
all
you
right,
guys want to
just because you're the singer. Oh, you're so fantastic.
Hang on. How does this fall on me? I didn't say nothing.
Because you're jealous.
No.
He's not jealous.
Chris, you're so sweet. Oh, Katie, you're so sweet. Oh, Chris, you're so sweet.
Listen, look Peter,
Katie,
you're
so
look.
Sweet.
Look, you know you're the best singer. Full stop out of both
so
of
So now it's
no,
turned
I
to me.
I wouldn't say that.
All right, Chris, don't. Right? Now it's turned to me having to promote myself, kind of going, oh, thanks, honey. You think I'm a great singer. And don't you make even a comment, all right? Because Insania was a crime. But that was... I got put in a situation there.
No, Eurovision was the biggest crime ever on this planet.
Oh, that was shocking. I've got to be honest.
That was dreadful.
That was like pulling teeth,
an
Kate.
Embarrassment to any musician.
No, look, at the end
That's
of
why
the
you wore the outfit, so everyone would exactly. go, what's she wearing, rather than, why is she singing?
Exactly.
No, the outfit was dreadful.
Oh, I'm playing the wrong thing here. I was trying to play me.
Oh, that's the worst one.
Just the pair of you, just chill.
We do love each other, though.
No, I should hope so.
I know you do.
Sweetie. Here he goes.
This is now Peter.
Like
Peter singing for Kate.
And Drex.
I'm in love with a girl.
That's all right, isn't it?
Girl I met in the jungle. Tell me, Katie, now what is
Katie, like that?
I see upon your chest?
There you go.
You are wearing a bra.
Beautiful.
Looks to me like a wonder.
I'm a bit coldy. That's why it's...
It's sniffly.
What is underneath, I cannot wait till I find out.
Now, that, from this point onwards... Forget it. Unless you get a whack in the Divinas, you
can't get up there, can you?
A brand new bra.
Bearable. Anyway, I'm not going to play anymore. You've heard it already.
No, we have heard it. It's quite good, actually.
Yeah.
You should do it for charity, dude.
No. If I'm doing anything, I'm taking every penny myself.
Good man.
But to be honest, you two are doing your bit for charity. There's no point me doing it.
No, it's got to be done for charity. Like you say, everything I do, yeah, I do make money, but... You got to give something back.
Damn right.
We make money.
Thank you. we got to get this clear because this is killing me.
Pete, I've said to you, you don't have to prove to anyone out there what you've got.
No, but you know, it's like.
No, I think you do. Let's see what you got.
About 7.5.
Oh, you're right there. Seconds from what I believe. So, listen, we're going to take a break. Each go back to your own corners with your own trainers.
Ding, ding.
Pete, I do love you. There you go.
Me and Peter are going for coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you want to go for coffee?
Stop that, seriously.
Okay. I know where you live.
Just stop it, Pete. Leave your arms alone.
Stop it! Everyone's thinking of it.
Rachel!
I can't do it today.
I feel like a marriage guidance counsellor.
All this week, Jo Wiley is on her tour with her live lounge. Tomorrow, she's with the Kooks. Wednesday,
Rachel,
Chantel
seriously, I don't
and
know
Preston.
What, I don't know whether they're going to get divorced on this show or end up having sex. I can't work it out.
Anyway, today she's with Lily Allen.
Yeah, I know she is.
Mm. Thank more, you. Listen more, from 10.
Yeah, more from Katie and Peter after we've had a quick breather. It's 9:20. Ladies and gentlemen, Peter Andre and Katie Price are here.
Good morning.
Katie has already spilt tea all over the desk. Told Pete off about 55 times.
So, Jay-Z, the biggest, the best rapper on the planet, and Junior, the best crapper on the planet. Justin Blaze. Eh?
You're really not funny, Pete.
Did you speak to Becky today?
Well, I talked to you after people
you know we're
on the radio.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Who's Sorry, Becky?
Who's Becky?
Our nanny.
All right. What?
Oh, no, I just got to make sure, because you said
Pete,
she was
we're
upset.
On the radio, no one's interested.
I'm interested.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm interested. Yeah, exactly. And the world, we're broadcasting to the world.
Is she okay?
Yes.
Right. Is she, how old is Becky?
24.
Is she hot?
Oh, do you know what she said to me?
Peter, is she hot?
No, this is the funny story.
You've got to have a hot nanny, Peter. Listen, forget Kate.
I don't speak English.
Look, he actually had it off once with someone with wooden legs, so he'd have anything.
Hey, that is disgusting.
But you did.
Say.
I swear on your life you didn't.
I didn't do it.
No, but you got something.
I have no idea what that meant. I apologise if it was offensive, but I don't want to know what the story is, so it may not be. Who knows?
Why would you say that?
Well,
because they're asking about Becky, and I'm basically saying...
It was somebody on stilts in a circus.
Exactly.
It was a circus lady.
Back to my point about Becky.
She performed
in an interview once. I said I'd want a Mrs. Doubtfire type nanny.
Right.
But Becky's like 24, and yeah, she's pretty. And she said to me, "Do you think I'm ugly?" I went, "No, why?" She said, "Oh, because I read in an interview you want someone ugly like a Mrs.
Okay,
Doubtfire."
Now, please, let me just ask a question. Did you or did you not go up to her last week and say, "Can I ask you a question? Has Pete ever tried it on with
you?" Of course
you?
I did.
What? Why, Kate? Why do you do
exactly,
that?
Exactly.
I've got to keep stream on things.
Look at me, Kate. Look at me. Seriously. You stop it with the jealousy. You've got to stop.
He's jealous.
No, well, hang on a second. He knew what you did when he met you, right?
Not a lot.
See, now, you've got to stop with the jealousy. He's married to you. Mm. And by the way, he's not like any of them. He wouldn't have the balls to go with anybody behind your back because you would kill him.
Exactly.
So you've got to trust him, right? For me.
Especially not in this country, anyway. I'm just joking. Come on.
Listen, trust him. Stop.
He knows I do.
You know.
She says that with clenched fist.
Oh, I have not.
Right.
Why would he look elsewhere? He's married to you. Why would he?
Because I might want to join in.
No, don't be sick.
No,
don't be
I'm
silly.
Joking.
Come on, we're
stop
being
stop being old Jordan. I'm talking to Kate. I'm talking to the businesswoman.
Come on now,
the sensible, rational businesswoman. Why would he even look? You know, look, he can win the shop as long as he doesn't get out his credit card. That's all I'm saying.
Because I've
got
the credit
card. About a credit card.
No, I don't want to hear it.
No.
Okay. It'll be crude and we'll be taken off the earth. So you're gonna trust him more?
I trust him.
All right, good. You trust Kate?
Chris, I've had a double shot.
Do you trust Kate?
Do you trust Kate?
Yes, well, you know.
Come on down.
No, I do. I just don't. I'll be honest with you.
You're not jealous.
No, I can be, but I'm a Pisces. I'm really laid back.
Right. Mm. So, good. Well, let's test it. Why don't we kiss? Kate and I kiss now and just see
good
how.
Idea.
Yeah.
I told you, just bring your missus along and...
That's not that kind of dinner party.
See?
When you said come around for a Sunday roast. Now, I've got a copy of... Which I never normally see. I've got a copy of OK Magazine, which I don't normally see. I don't know if this is old or new, this. Have you seen these? Is this new?
Right in there.
Yeah.
It's, as you've never seen her before, Jordan. But by the way, with every photo shoot you do, mm-hmm. where you look classy, do they always say... For the first time ever, as you've never seen before. Because I'm now, it's now getting to the point where every, no, but I mean this, every stylish photo shoot you do is, wow, as you've never seen it before. But every single one. You're on the front page
of... makes me laugh. I mean, if it's called Katie Price, Katie Andre, Jordan, Mrs. Andre.
Yeah. And we all thought Peter had the personality complex.
I'm just called Pete.
Is that tattoo on your foot real?
Yes.
I never knew that. I never knew you had that.
And it killed.
You look gorgeous.
I actually have four tattoos.
Do you?
Yes.
On my
wrist, ankle, my ninny, and my back. It's gone quiet.
It's just an vain lightning chat, you know.
Yeah, no, it's true.
There. Cute there, Pete.
Yeah, great.
Your missus looks great there.
Yeah.
That's nice.
She does.
What's with the sarcasm, Pete?
I'm not sarcastic. I'm just saying yes. What do you want me to go? Oh, yes.
That's better.
Like, what's his name? The dog on the advert.
Oh, the Churchill dog.
I love him.
Yes. Steady now.
Your job in this marriage is to just agree with Kate.
Is that what
you're saying?
Just don't say anything, really.
Right.
But yeah, agreements, that works.
No, you don't. Believe it or not. I wear the trousers, he wears the zip.
Give over, really?
I wear the zip.
Yes.
Franks and beans.
Wow, can you imagine going for dinner round at their house? Can you imagine?
It's actually the kids that make it mad. We're just in our own world.
Well, you're about, your kids are the sanest people in your household.
Oh, I don't know. Not with Harvey.
No, Harvey can go, mate. Yes. He can go. He's our little sumo.
Are you doing another series of that TV show?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Is your brother still living with you?
That was ages ago. Actually, that would be good to get him around again for one of the shows.
No, this would be a good one.
So what do you say?
Is it filmed already, or are you filming it now? Or
no, we filmed a lot of it. There's actually a lot of highs and lows in it as well.
I'm saying the other one was bad because my brother was living with it.
Pete, we're being serious now.
I'm being serious.
You know you can both see our counsellors backstage after this.
Yeah. On Chris Moyles Extra on ITV2.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Do you know we've got a Love Duet album out, Pete?
We have, actually.
Pete,
we're so
can you
in
give
love,
a bit of
ladies
love?
And gentlemen, and that was a good way to bring it back. Oh, hello.
That's Peter. There he is. No one to tell us no. Peter Andre, ladies and gentlemen. And some session singer from Croydon. He is. A dazzling
place, a name. Beautiful big eyes. But now from way up
here, it's crystal clear. Listen to that. Now I'm in a hole.
It's a very sweet voice, hasn't she?
It's a nice voice.
She does have a very...
And it sounds like you as well.
It is me.
No, but no, I know it's you. But it sounds like you. You can tell it's you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, it's easy to go in a studio and have all the reverb and computers. But obviously, with these songs and this album, you know it's impossible. You can't have that. That is my voice, how it is.
Well, you could.
No, you can't, Chris. Yeah, you can. Chris,
to her defence, mate. I have to say, to her defence.
What you do is you just keep singing the same line and they take the best take. That's what I do.
That is very true.
And that is true.
To her defence, though. Do you know what? I'm not going to defend.
Do you know what? And when it's really bad, they take certain words from one take, certain syllables from another. The Mysterious Girl took 2 years to record.
It did.
Yeah. Well, that was Bubbler, not you, though.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to take a break for the news because I know Dominic.
Whatever happened to him, Chris?
Bubbler. He's back at the car phone warehouse, I think.
Poor bloke.
poor bloke.
No, not that working at car phone warehouse is bad.
Let's just
move
on.
I've got some good phones from there.
I bet you have. More from Peter Andre, if you can take it, and Katie. Let's stop for some news.
It's now 9:36.
Do you want to give Peter and Katie a wave, Dominic? They can see you.
Morning,
this
Peter and Katie.
This is a very
Katie.
Slick
morning.
Operation here.
Isn't
morning.
It?
Morning.
It's proper radio, mate, I'm telling you.
Are you two getting on all right?
Listen, Peter and Katie's childminder, not for their children, but for those two, has just been in with a note.
Exactly.
With a note passed to Peter, which reads, HMV Selfridges, 1:15 p.m. to 2 p.m. I take you doing a signing.
Yeah, she's meeting us.
And then underneath, be nicer to each other.
Does it really say that?
Yeah.
Does it?
Be nicer to each other.
Oh, it does as well.
Look, we do love each other.
You're only joking, weren't you?
Katie was just telling Peter for not showing her enough love during the interview. She thinks that he's been nasty.
I'm not.
He's not nasty.
It's just Chris is giving you all the love you need today, so I'll just...
You've had your coffee, so you should be
all right. Yeah, I've had. I feel good now. Baby, I love you.
Do you know, he's so miserable in the morning unless he's had his coffee.
And I bet you're a riot. I bet you're a bundle of fun first thing in the morning, Kate. How about you wake up every morning and go, la, la, la. Oh, Peter, I shall make the coffee this morning, my dear. Stay in bed for a moment, why don't you?
I never make it. I don't know how he likes his coffee. I've never done it.
You've never made him coffee in the morning?
Never. Ever, ever.
Tomorrow morning.
Yes, yeah, so as you can tell, we really love each other.
Listen, tomorrow, Kate will make you breakfast in bed.
Never. Because you can come to the kitchen like the rest of us.
make him breakfast in bed tomorrow. It'll be lovely.
But okay. I am going to be nicer to you.
Dominic,
love you sincerely.
Dominic, you're a married man. Has your wife ever brought you a cup of tea first thing in the morning?
No, but I don't like tea. But
you're not helping, are you, really?
Just say yes.
Yes.
Right, brilliant.
Dominic,
have you ever cooked breakfast for your breakfast in bed for your wife?
I have many times.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have you done that, Pete?
But he doesn't eat breakfast.
All right, okay. Well, then you're both screwed.
Totally.
Katie and Peter are releasing the duets album today, A Whole New World. All the royalties from the entire album go to 5 charities. The NSPCC, the Disability Foundation, Moorfields Eye Hospital, Vision, and Norwood Children and Families First. All royalties from the album going to 5 different charities. So go and buy it today. And then you are signing at HMV, Selfridges, 1:15. And here's the best thing. Later on this morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the two of them are going to be on this morning.
Which means...
You get to play our This Morning game.
Yeah, let's go.
If you're up for it, we'll give you a word, which you have to somehow secretly shoehorn into the interview.
And today's word is ninny.
No, it's not.
Ah. So we'll give you, just got to say it.
No, we'll give you a word. Like, so, for example, we'll say to you, cauliflower, and then when you've been interviewed on This Morning, you have to somehow... They'll talk to you, right? They're interviewing you.
Oh, yeah. Wicked. Yeah, I saw what you
mean. Right, so you've got... Pete still looks confused. You know when you go on the TV
if you
show...
you say cauliflower, say smell
Pete,
like...
No, don't right, okay, so, when we're on the show today, on This Morning, they're going to give us a word, right? They're going to give us a word.
Yeah.
And when we're on the telly today, not now, when we're on the telly, somehow you've got to say the word, what they tell us.
So, as long as they say cauliflower...
So if it's cauliflower,
No, you say cauliflower.
Right, watch, Kate, right. Kate and I will do an example.
Right.
Dave, give her a nice easy word.
Okay, the caravan.
Okay, so now, I'm Philip Schofield, and Katie is Katie, and we're live on the TV on This Morning. Here we go. So, Katie, how are you?
I'm really well. We had a really good weekend. Actually, for a change, we went and looked at caravans because we're interested in buying one.
Wow, you see? She's got it in. She's worked her word into...
Where does ninny go?
Just stop with the ninny.
You said
ninny.
No. Looking back on it, Peter, that was a mistake.
Pete, it was an example.
Yeah, it was an example.
It could have been any word. It could have been trumpet. It could have been duck.
Alakazam.
Yeah, Alakazam. Thank you, Dominic.
Okay, what's the word today, then?
For you, moron. Right, that's a nice, easy word. For you, your phrase is, you know, I just didn't get it this morning at all. In fact, no, don't say that. That's probably bad for you. Do you know what? Let's give you caravan.
Caravan?
Yeah, you have to get caravan in to the interview.
Right, we'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
That's easy how you can... Oh, both of us.
No, you get a word each.
Okay.
I will give you...
Here we go, look.
Let me think.
Caravan, all right.
What do you think?
Trombone?
Trombone's
or
great.
Sausage.
Trombone.
No, because Kate will just be saucy and trombone. Say sausage. Oh, you know me, sausages. Trombone.
Okay.
So right. Trombone for Kate and...
Caravan for Peter.
Caravan for Peter.
Like, for example, hang on.
Please don't say the N-word
this morning. No, I won't swear.
Right.
This morning in my caravan, I found your trombone.
But hang on, at this point, Pete. Philip will interrupt and go, you live in a caravan?
True, but we own a caravan.
Right.
Do we? We don't, but we can for today.
Hey, I think we should move on swiftly.
All right.
Do you know
I think
what?
Moron's the right word for
during
me.
During this interview, Dave, I've had the time of my life.
Oh, no. Had the time I need a tissue.
Can I just say, by the way, you were very funny after the World Music Awards the other day, because we're on the air, by the way, still. You can go and get a tissue. They asked Pete and Kate what they thought of Michael Jackson, and Pete just straight in, no mess around. I was very disappointed. I didn't think it was very good.
Yeah, but I had it to me at the end. Remember, I went, I love you.
Yeah, you did.
I love you. And I owe it all to you. Do you think there was a silent TH at the end of you? I love you.
I just want to play something. I'm completely ignoring that.
I love you.
Have you heard Rachel and Dave singing A Whole New World yet?
I love you.
This is from our karaoke night.
Can I just explain before you play it that I wasn't entirely familiar with the verse structure at the beginning of the song?
Let me rephrase what he's just said to you then. He was drunk. We did a karaoke night in London, Pete. Stay with us. I know it's your attention span is dwindling.
Yeah, mate, I'm gone.
Pete, over here. Colours, yeah. Colours, lights.
Oh, hello.
Noises.
Hello.
So karaoke night, and Dave and Rachel were singing A Whole New World. Rachel got very upset because she was wanting to sing properly, like yourself, and like Peter, Dave ruined it. But I wonder your professional opinion, as you two have been singing this for a while now, this song. This is Dave and Rachel. And by the way, Dave is drunk and doesn't know the song.
I can show you the world. Show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, let your heart decide.
That's freestyling at this point.
I got you. There I wonder.
It just goes mute.
Oversized and under on a magic carpet.
I don't know this song.
A new fantastic point of view.
I'm with it now.
I'm good. no one to tell us no, or where to go. We'll say we're only dreaming
a whole new world.
A whole new world.
A dancing place I never
knew. Cilla Black, isn't she?
So if you would like to hear a decent version of that, then go and buy Peter and Katie's lovely album, which is all the royalties are going to charity.
I love Chris's style. That's hardcore.
Well, that's hardcore, you know the score. Mm-hmm.
Well, normally he has a go at me going, can you not come on this show and all you ever do is plug, plug, plug.
Oh, I've done it for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. No doubt, though, you'll be back with your very own range of jelly babies or lampposts that you're selling.
Well, as you say, no.
Or Katie Price's salsa dip or something, whatever it will be. Peter Andre's corn chips.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Kate, I really love you.
There you go.
Hey?
I'm not interested in your sarcasm, Pete.
I'm not being sarcastic.
Just remember the word caravan, okay?
Right, I'm going to let you two go. Good luck with the album. It's all for charity. And you two do make me laugh. You're very funny. Not deliberately all
now,
the time.
Now, Chris, just for a laugh, I want you to get Endless Love. I'm going to send you a copy of the instrumental of it, and I want you to do your own version of that. I really wanted to do this one. I think that would be awesome.
All my love with you. No one else.
I don't know the words.
The thing is, this guy, mate,
he can
rock it, and but he doesn't want everyone to think he's taking himself too serious. I love it. He can even hit the Jackson notes. That's hardcore.
See, now they're actually looking into each other's eyes as this plays.
It's a very tender moment.
I know.
Lovely.
Peter's got some tissues.
Yeah. My endless love. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Babe, I sound all right on that one.
Oh, my God, don't start loving yourself, B.
No, I love you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so old.
listen, well done, you two. Stop arguing.
No, we love each
other. No, we always like it.
I know you do. I know you're going very well.
Yeah, we've been together 3 years now.
So, Chris, it'd be great if you see us on this morning. This morning.
We'll be watching. You had to say what?
Caravan.
And Kate?
Trombone.
And if you even say it like that, even double.
I will.
Double
points.
And even double points. Mm-hmm. Listen, good luck. Thank you. Have a lovely day. Good luck with the signing at HMV.
Thanks.
And come back and see us in 2012. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the beautiful Peter Andre.
Woo-hoo!
And his wife, what's her name? Katie Price. That's it. See what I did
but
there?
When she got
I
married,
bigged you up. I bigged you up there.
What? When she got married, she became priceless. Huh?
Never.
Huh? She became an Andre. Right, see you later, mate.
Do you know, it's not too late. You could divorce him online. It's really quick and easy, let me tell you.
No, I'm quite complete at the moment.
Oh, look, there's kissing going on. Oh, no, that's Peter and Dave. Look at that. Put him down. Right, it's 9:47. Do you know what? I think this would be a great time to rate our guests this morning. Peter and Katie, who are still in the building. They're recording some lines with Jocelyn. Hi, whenever I'm in the UK. They're booked out till midday.
My line.
Kate's done hers, by the way. Pete's going, so I say, hi, I'm Jocelyn. No, you say, hi, I'm Peter Andre. You're Peter Andre? No, I'm confused.
Unintentionally, it was one of my favourite hours on the radio, I think.
So, rate the guest, Dave.
Do I have to go first?
Okay, Alan.
Okay. As much as I don't like hearing people argue, it was compelling radio, so I'm going to give them 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Rachel.
Oh, I'm going to let Dom do it today.
Why?
I'm really not sure.
Well, you had to give...
All right, then.
You had to be honest.
I think it was quite funny, but I think it might have been hard to follow.
Stop thinking with your producer head and just think
of it... Well, that's how I rate the guests, usually, with my producer head. There were a few rude things, so I hope we didn't offend anybody. So, apologies. So, I'm going to give them...
Can I just
say,
at that point, you just said that. Pure coincidence. I'm looking at a photo of you on the website with two bowling balls in front of your boobs. Look at that!
Oh, 5.
With the title of Rachel Has a Lovely Pair. 5. Oh, okay. This is interesting. Dave.
A difficult one, this. I enjoyed it, possibly for all the wrong reasons. It was unintentionally amusing, but at the same time slightly scruffy. I'm going to say 7.5 out of
7. 7.5, all right. I am... I'm going to go 8.
Are you?
Yeah. Because I thought it was funny. Mm. And now everybody else understands why, when they ask me if I'm going to come round to theirs for dinner, I just try and avoid the question. I ever so often bump into Pete and Katie, and they are very nice. She's actually very sweet. Mm. He's, you know, they play act a lot, but then half of that was real. At one point, he goes like this, "By the way, did you speak to Becky today?" It's like, "Peter, you already know you're on the air." And he goes, "Yeah. Who's Becky?" "Our nanny." "What?" And she's going, "Can we talk about this off the air, Pete?"
Broadcasting to the world.
Kate once asked the nanny,
"Isn't that where she's got her tattoo?"
No, not on the nanny.
Kate, down there again. Pete, did you or did you not ask the nanny the other week if I tried to cop off with her? I mean, really, what kind of house is it? So for that, they get 8 points. So to recap the scores for today, for Peter and Katie, Dave scores 7.5. Rachel scores 5 out of 10. Alan scores 7 out of 10. And Chris scores a massive 8 points. Which is a grand total of what, Dave?
7 and 5 is 12. And then add on the 7.5 gives you 19.5. Then add on the 8 gives you 27.5, I think, out of 40.
There you go. 27.5, mm-hmm. Which puts them...
mid-table, isn't it?
It puts them just above Gemma Atkinson, which I'm sure they'd be delighted with. So they're sandwiched between McFly and Gemma Atkinson. So, and P. Diddy is now down to 35th place.
Oh, wow. Last spot. Them's are the breaks.
Just 2 points behind Halle Berry. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So that's good. They are 29th on the leaderboard. But it is, it's quite...
quite tight there, isn't it?
Yep, mm-hmm. It certainly is.